So here's the pitch. My name's Mike. I run a show called Deck Design MTG on twitch.tv/deckdesign. My goal here for you is to sit down with you once a week and brew EDH magic decks. Now, that sounds like your prototypical, oh, I got a YouTube channel for that. I can do, you know, this, that, and the other thing. I can find this deck with here, this deck with there. What makes us different, kid, is I want to sit down with you guys once a week, every Thursday, and I want to brew something unique with you guys and girls. I want to go over the nuances of trying to brew a deck. I want to take you newer players and have you sit down with all of your cards and brew something that when you sit down at a table is fantastic. It shouts your personality from within the deck. It shows your skills and it enhances your wants and directions for how you want to play this game that we love so much. So let's go over kind of our hows and our whats and our whys and our whos and all that. So how can I do this for you? Well, for starters, we have our show and we do it live. So what does that do for you guys? A live deck brewing show means that you guys see the decisions being made real time. We can debate about all the cards that we want to put in these decks. We can talk about what makes them good, what makes them bad. You know, why would we run more lands than we would mana rocks? Why would we put less draw in this deck versus another one? All of these kind of things happen live stream. And that is crucial and information that you miss in a pre-recorded video. Now, I use deck techs just like everybody else does to learn and to gain value from these interactions and all of these different things from all of these wonderful content creators who are an inspiration truly for me. But they don't do it live with you guys. They don't go over the process of making those last painful cuts on those decks or how they brewed. You know, did they brew around the commander effects? Did they brew around a combo within the deck? Did they brew with a sub-theme in mind? Did they brew from the land base up? Or did they brew from top down? You know, was there a budgetary restriction and how did that limit the card pool? You know, all of these things are just crucial details that for a new player are quite daunting. When they really sit down and figure out, okay, I want to brew this commander, how do I go about doing this? Because I don't know. I don't have the answer, and I wish that I did. And that is how and why we are here. So the why we're doing this is because when I first started playing Magic, the only way that I learned was a word of mouth. I learned from a guy that I play with every week who is probably the greatest natural EDH deck brewer I've ever met in my life. And he's taught me everything that I needed to know and more about these EDH brews. You know, how to set, you know, maybe you do, you know, your power nine, you know, your choice of nine things that the deck wants to do. Maybe that's how you're brewing it. Maybe you're stack brewing, so you're pointing out all of the things that, you know, are similar and all these cards that are really interesting to you, and then you have to filter them out, or, you know, you do like a well wishes brew where you take, you know, you add in 200 cards to a deck list and then you have to thin them down to fit what you need. He's taught me all of these things about how to do this and how to get it done and all, you know, the directions to take. And I didn't have that before him. And I know a lot of you players out there, I see it all the time on social media and in my local game shops and on, you know, all these different channels, you know, hey, I'm thinking about brewing this deck. Can you, you know, can anybody give me some feedback? Can anybody help me? This is my first one. You know, I don't really know where to go. And a lot of times it's either overwhelmingly complicated things. You know, put this in here and put this in here and you'll tutor out Omniscience. We'll let you play Enter the Infinite and you can lab man for the win because you can flip the card and draw one and then and bring Geyser. And that's, it's too much. It's, and it's because we get excited about the brew. But we don't remember that the person we're talking to a lot of the times has no idea what we're actually talking about. So that's why we're doing this on Deck Design MTG, is because we can slow it down a little bit. We can take those 2 hours and go over a mechanic and then brew around it and take our time filtering out some cards and working together as a community to show newer players as well as interact with experienced players. And overall, we all become better because of it. So that's our why. So what are we doing? We are going to be doing a twitch.tv/deckdesignmtg show. It's going to be every Thursday, 7 to 9. That will then be clipped together and kind of chopped up a little bit to be posted on our YouTube channel. First half hour, 40 minutes of the show is going to be going over some rules, interactions, and effects that we're going to focus on during that episode, be it a brewing style or a certain mechanic or certain limitations, just to discuss kind of the mindset that you need in going into brewing these things. And then from there, we're going to go and spend the next hour and a half and we're going to brew them. After that, we'll kind of play around with it, and if we have some extra time at the end, we'll go over, you know, we'll do some random hand draws and we'll see how it feels and how the deck kind of pans out. But it's very smooth and it's very, you know, exciting to be able to do that with you guys. So that's what we're gonna do. Who's gonna do it? Me. Again, my name's Mike. I've been playing Magic for probably 4 or 5 years now. I am hugely passionate in EDH. I have been really just focused on improving my game. And when I first started out, I was like all of you guys that are new to the game, where I didn't have much, you know, in the way of references. I kind of sat down and I built my first deck and I thought, you know, 26 lands and a 5-color dragon deck was going to cut it. As I know now, and as many of you experienced players know, that is not the case. But again, that's why we're here. I don't want that experience that I had, even though it was a humorous one, I don't want that to be the experience that many new Magic players have. Because it can be very kind of, I don't know, upsetting. It can be very cutting to go through and basically put this deck together that you're very excited about. And then to have it just lose and lose and lose and lose until you sit down with somebody like myself, throw the deck list out there and say, hey, what is wrong with this? Why am I not doing this? And then for the person that you give it to just give you the best feedback they can without being so harsh, because it's, you know, you had no idea what you were doing, so the deck itself is just an absolute shamble. So I will be doing this show. And I'm very excited to do it with you guys, because you guys are also lead singers here. Anybody who's in the chat, we're going to be brewing these decks together as a group every week. New players and experienced players alike. And that really is kind of the thing that makes this show great. Is no matter who you are, no matter where you're from, if you have an idea for a deck, we can talk about it. We can put it in there. every now and again, I am hoping to get some guests onto the show, to get them through Skype or to get them to come in and do the podcast in-house, just to come in and have that experience with you guys, I think would be phenomenal. And I mean, it would be really awesome to sit down and go over kind of the brew strategy with people like DJ or people like Josh and Jimmy or Phil from Commander. And it would be awesome to be able to dig into the mind of someone on that kind of exposure level who's this good at the game and really just get their mindset. See, how do you guys think about this? Don't share me the deck list. Tell me about your strategy, beginning to end, and watch them brew this deck that they've played. Not go over it once they have it. Right? That's the point here that we're sinking our teeth into. So hopefully we can get some guests onto the show every now and again as well. So it's every Thursday night on twitch.tv/deckdesignmtg. It'll be 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. We'll also have the podcast, which I'll be recording. It's going to be a summary podcast, so we're going to go over the deck that we brewed on Thursday. We'll talk about how it performed over the weekend, after I played it a couple times, to see kind of where we were strong, where we weren't, you know, how we resolved this, what cards could we slot in, and also to give you guys kind of spoilers for the following episode. For example, spoiler for this week. So this week's episode is going to be our first start into the Color Wheel Challenge. Now, for those of you that don't know, the Color Wheel Challenge is to make a deck for every color and color combination in Magic. That is 32 decks, so we'll have 32 episodes minimally of brewing out a commander for each color combination. This week we're going to do Mono Red. Mono Red is infamous for kind of its speed, its ferocity up front. So there's a lot of ways to kind of capitalize on that. But recently there's been a lot of really interesting Mono Red commanders that aren't necessarily burn commanders, as they would say in the Magic circles for Red, right? So burn is effects that deal damage to your opponents. Kind of non-combat type damage, right? Your lightning bolts, your lava axes and stuff like that. It's looking like through the polls and everything, we're going to be brewing Norrin the Wary. And I'm really excited about that because Mono Red ETB is a very interesting kind of perspective to take on a Mono Red deck. You don't necessarily see that too often outside of like Purphoros cards like that. So I'm very excited for that. And it's, like I said, it's the beginning of an entire series. And this is going to be episode 1 of the Color Wheel Challenge. It'll be episode 3 or 4 for the actual show, but I'm very excited for that. And then the week after that, there may be, there's no guarantees here, so this is early, but there may be some a brew that's a big mana kind of rule build. So lots of big things and exciting things in the future there. But that'll be what's kind of told about on the podcast. The podcast will come out every Wednesday. There will be a podcast summarizing everything with the random one every now and again, just to kind of discuss anything that's happening, any releases, any changes, any interesting cards that we might want to consider for deck brews coming up. Outside of that, we know we have a social media presence that we're on almost all the time. We also have a Discord where you guys can just jump in, ask us brewing questions, start brewing the decks and stuff like that, just to really kind of instant speed answer whatever questions or thought you guys might have. That pretty much covers the where as well. So that's the pitch, guys. I want to sit down with newer players and experienced players, and I want to share our stories, share our thoughts, and turn these newer players, you guys that are brand new to this 21,000 card pool that is Magic the Gathering, and brew some 99 card singleton amazing decks that, you know, accentuate all of the things that make you you. Right? We build EDH decks to kind of symbolize, I mean, we do it a little bit subconsciously, but it shouts out a piece of our personality. And we want to be able to do that effectively, and we want to be able to win some games, right? We want to make some good decks. You know, do we want land destruction? Do we want draws? Do we want this, that, and the other thing? That is what makes this game so good and so much fun, is that your decks shout out a piece about you. To be able to do that with you guys is really the goal here, and to turn you into something, someone that when a new commander comes out, you're instantly in brew mode and you're ready to go, and you can, you know, throw something together that can be competitive on a Friday night without concern that, you know, you don't have the proper build or setup in there. I'm not going to shout out and say that I'm the world's best brewer. I'm no Patrick Chapin or anything like that, or, you know, Reed Duke or anything. I'm not those guys. But I definitely have learned a ton from making different play mistakes, making different build mistakes, learning all kinds of ways to change my brews and right out of the gate how to improve my strategy. And I'm going to share all that stuff with you guys. I'm not going to break your meta. I'm not going to, you know, break the CEDH molds or anything like that. But what I can tell you is that the knowledge that I have, I'm going to deliver it to you guys very enthusiastically, no holds barred, and all of it just from me to you. It's just informational well-being. I would love to sit down with any of you guys in the future and have you guys say, hey, I listened to your show. I was brand new to the game, and it helped me build my first EDH deck that was actually good. You know, I sat down, and as soon as I got done your stream, you know, I printed the deck out. I went and purchased the cards, and I won my first game that night, and it was amazing. It felt so good. That's what we're going after here, and I hope that I can do that for you guys, and I will work my hardest to do it. That is the pitch. That is the goal here. So if you guys have any questions or thoughts or ideas or anything like that, we will be on YouTube. All of the videos will be posted up there. I would love for you guys to go on the YouTube channel. It is Deck Design MTG. You can also go to deckdesignmtg.com, and all of our social links will be on there. So if you can't search us on YouTube because we are a brand new channel, you can go to the deckdesignmtg.com webpage and click our social links, and it'll take you right to all of our pages, and you can subscribe, and you can do all of those things to help us get found so that we can reach out to more people and create a really awesome community. Our Discord is always live as well, so you can always jump in there, ask a bunch of questions, and as soon as I can, I will answer all of them. I interact with everybody to just try to be that person, and if I can't, let's all be friends there. Let's all be a community that helps each other grow and build overall. So outside of that, I really hope that I see you guys in the chat on Thursday. Like I said, it's Thursday night, 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time on twitch.tv/deckdesignmtg. And we're going to brew some amazing decks. Recently, we've done a Garrick brew. We've done portions of a Mono Black Razaketh brew, but it was kind of our intro episode, so it's not really complete. The Garrick episode is a complete deck that is all ETBs and landfall triggers. That is a very interesting deck and a very interesting brew. So if you guys want to check that out, that's on moxfield.com. And if you guys have any questions or anything, let me know. Give us feedback on any of the social media sites. And I hope to see you guys in there. And with all that said, it is Tuesday right now. So I hope you guys have a fantastic rest of the week. And I'll see you on Thursday. Thanks, guys.